$5 a buck. Fridays at 10:10. It's Norm Hitzkus and Buck Showalter discussing The Great Game. Brought to you by Echo Outdoor Power Equipment, Dave & Buster's, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
5:13. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. We're in crazy Fort Worth today at Yamaha West on Altamir, a little bit to the south of I-30. We've still got a little bit more Double Dave's Pizza over there. And, of course, we also have the motorcycle, we have the jet ski, we have all that that implies here at Yamaha West. However, I guess the blizzard just can't happen over here, can it?
Probably can't. Even though I guarantee, I know for a fact there are several Dairy Queens within a couple miles of here. Can't get them over here, though, can we?
We will be at another Yamaha place. This one's in Lewisville. This is North Texas Yamaha, and we'll be there Friday with the presentation from 3 until 7. So join us out there for that. That's at I-35 and Garden Ridge, as we pay homage to the ridge up there. Time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Bush Beer and the Metropolitan Downtown Tavern. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top radio personality who sorely underestimated my back channels today. Here's Cobra.
Thank you very much, Nate. Michael. It seems last that our efforts to have an altercation or a confrontation with Jane Fonda between maybe Grego or George and Jane, there's nothing that you could have done that would have topped what this guy did in Missouri, because last night, a man, a 54-year-old Vietnam veteran named Michael A. Smith. Well, it doesn't really say if he's a Vietnam vet.
Yeah, it does.
Michael?
He is.
Okay.
That's what it said.
Okay.
Read on.
Anyway, she's doing her book signing up there, and walks
where is this?
In Missouri, Kansas City.
That's the former home of Cat.
Snipe.
And so the Royals.
They're still there. This guy, Michael A. Smith, walks up to get his book signed.
Michael?
And
isn't he on ESPN?
It's
Stephen A.
Hold on.
And there's, on the book, it says Jody on it. There's, like, the name Jody on it. She grabs the book, Jane does, and she goes, "Well, you're not Jody." And it says, at that moment, he turned his head quickly and spit a trail of tobacco juice right in her face. He immediately jumped off the stage and started running down the aisle in a panic. He spit in her face.
Did he shoot her with his 45, too? I get it, Kevin.
So did I.
I'd like to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes.
What's that from?
Country Boy Can't Survive, man.
Holmes?
Come on.
Oh, God, sorry.
Snake.
So, yeah, he gets spit up, or she gets spat upon.
And then he ran away?
Then he runs away. Now, here's what he had to say. He told the Kansas City Star that Fonda was a traitor and that her protests against the war were unforgivable. He said he doesn't normally chew tobacco, but he did so Tuesday to spit juice on the actress. He says, "I consider it a debt of honor to be arrested. She spit in our faces for 37 years. It was absolutely worth it. There are a lot of veterans who would love to do what I did." And there were 900 people there for her appearance.
Ugh.
She received a standing ovation when she came out, when she finished speaking. And in the middle is when he spit on her. And she did not press charges against him. She says, "In spite of the incident, my experience in Kansas City was wonderful. And I thank all the warm and supportive people, including so many veterans, who came to welcome me last night."
She just wiped the spit off and kept going, too.
She did. She got up, calmly wiped the spit off, sat back down, had a smile on her face, and started signing autographs. Because
is there video of this anywhere?
No.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. What do you think I am? Celebrity?
Mm-hmm.
I doubt it. I highly doubt that was being filmed last night. So, Grego, reaction? You're not saying much.
I don't think the guy should have done that. I mean, I think that was uncalled for. He shouldn't have spit in her face. No.
Is the hammer softening his stance?
No, I'm not softening my stance at all. But I just don't think that, I think that's kind of chicken, you know what, and kind of uncalled for.
And to run off?
Yeah.
Boy, I mean, this guy,
if he'd have gone up there and said, look, I don't appreciate what you did, and, you know, I'm a veteran, and just let her have it, you know, I support that, but, you know, he shouldn't spit at
and
her.
And then what a coward to run away.
Yeah, right. Ran away. This is a full-grown 55-year-old man.
If he was going to spit, I mean, just sit there and
take your medicine.
Tell her why you did it and have a confrontation.
You know, spit and tell her why you did it. But, no, he shouldn't have done that. And he should have been arrested. Should have.
He was.
I mean, he should have.
He was?
Yeah. She's not pressing charges, but they're still...
Hey, you know when you spit in somebody's face, that's considered assault.
It should be.
It is.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. No, I don't think he did the wrong thing.
He got charged with some type of disturbance or disturbing the peace or some such.
Right.
I actually read the story.
Disturbing the nice peace?
Attempted murder is what he's being charged with.
Underrated.
He was arrested on a municipal charge of disorderly conduct.
Thank you.
After they caught him outside.
Did get a little credit? Get my due?
Just said it was very underrated.
Did he get a rim shot?
That was very good.
You want a rim shot? I'll give you one.
Hang on, let's wait for the rim shot, because this was funny, man.
No, hang on.
Hey, let's get the rim shot.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Roger's going to get a rim shot based on.
So, yeah, good news for all the Fonda haters out there.
And tobacco lovers.
True, tobacco's still in style.
Mm.
We talked yesterday about...
If you don't chew tobacco, can you just do it?
You know what? Normally you throw up. I did that when I was 18. I tried tobacco for the first time and vomited everywhere.
Well, you're not supposed to swallow it.
Well, I know that, but sometimes when you drink enough, you can't help it.
Well, this guy says he's not a normal tobacco guy, right?
Yeah. I'm sure when he spit on her, he spit on himself, too. He's probably not an experienced spitter. I doubt it.
Okay.
Maybe there was a second spitter.
Maybe there was a second spitter. I saw that the other night. Genius.
Yeah.
We talked about the paparazzi and Reese Witherspoon yesterday. Well, there was another run-in with the paparazzi in New York City where... Demi Moore had a run-in with this guy, Steve Sands. Now, Steve Sands is the same guy who got in Rebecca Romaine Stamos' face after she refused to pose for a picture for this photographer. Mm-hmm. She declined, and he said, "How dare you act like this, you F? No wonder your husband left you."
Oh, my.
That's a freaking celebrity photographer saying that to someone who just didn't want her picture taken. So now
you're a fan of the paparazzi, aren't you?
They are the lowest form of humans ever. So now Demi Moore is walking out of some premiere with Ashton Kutcher, and supposedly this guy says, "Hey, turn around," and they ignore him. Then he starts screaming, "Turn around!" They don't say, they don't do anything. They keep walking. So then this knothead starts screaming Demi's home address for everyone to hear, and encourage people to show up outside her home and harass her.
God.
How low is that? To which he says, "Well, yeah, I did have their building, but I don't even know their apartment number, so it's not like someone's going to knock on her door." And he goes, he said that he told them, "If we can't get the photos here, let's go to her house. I wasn't the only one saying that, and I never said harass her." He said, "What's the point of going to a premiere and not posing for photographers? The issue here is the way the media is being treated. If you don't want to accommodate the press, don't have a premiere."
And, of course, there's nothing she can do about this.
No. No.
You know, to do anything would just make things worse. And very soon, she would get into the realm of diminishing returns. So there's nothing she can do, or any of those people.
And is you there? Know what? No.
You know what the best thing to do is? Just pose for their pictures every single time. Of course, you're letting them win when you do that. But sooner or later, if you just always pose, you're never going to catch them in an uncompromising position.
But what
or
if
you're, and you'll get and they'll get bored of it.
What if you're in a hurry, which, you know, we all are at sometimes. What if they got to get somewhere or whatever, and they're just trying to avoid everything? And let's say they had taken some pictures and they'd taken enough. They can't win.
No, they can't win.
I mean, what are you going to sit there for an hour for those idiots? No, you're not.
And, you know, there is so much money in that. You can't imagine what some of those photographers make.
I'm sure that guy gets paid as much as anyone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just tons of money.
Is there more money in this than the church, do you think?
Yes, there's more money in photos than the church. There's more money in jugs than God.
That was my next question.
Bob Dylan and Willie.
Is there more money in jugs than photos?
Yes.
What about photos of jugs?
There's more money in jugs than almost anything.
Jugs.
Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson are getting back together for their second co-headlining tour of minor league ballparks across America.
That is so crazy.
The 27-date tour.
Why is that crazy?
That they're playing minor league ballparks. I just don't get the connection.
I can.
Well, there probably is no connection. It's probably just a good venue for them.
It's small.
Hey, Def Leppard and Brian Adams are playing at LaGrave Field in a couple months.
Matter of fact, they mentioned that in this article on Billboard. It says Brian Adams and Def Leppard are also touring minor league ballparks with their 26-date rock and roll doubleheader tour.
Yeah, but that probably works out well for everybody.
See, people are figuring out that the big cities aren't necessarily the places to go. Maybe the second-tier markets who never get any big shows, they're definitely going to come out and support you. As opposed to Dallas, who, you know, may have something going on that night and may not show up. I mean, Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson, if they came to the AAC, are they going to sell that out?
Yeah. They'll sell a few, but
yeah, I don't know if they'll sell it out.
Yeah. But where would they go? Would they go to Frisco?
Here?
Yeah.
They're probably going to Oklahoma City. I doubt they're going. They did Oklahoma City last year.
Are they going to Port Charlotte?
It doesn't say.
Maybe surprise.
That's of course, there they've got a number to choose from.
Right.
Playing Peoria? Surprise?
Yeah.
I'd stay out of Maryvale.
Yeah. Don't think they want to go there.
Well, we were bitching and moaning about Mariah Carey the other day.
You were.
In particularly me.
Got nothing against her.
And what a diva she is and how she demanded that the Best Buy lunchroom be painted pink before her appearance.
I believe one of us had a very pointed comment about her, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I don't think that was me either.
Grego, was it you?
No, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Who could it have been?
She's a bitch.
Oh, dear.
What's up, motorcycle place?
All the nice children out here.
Hey.
Ooh.
Well, she is number one on the Billboard charts. Her stupid record sold 400,000 copies.
How did that happen?
Okay, because well, just relax. Just relax.
I don't want to relax.
All of her fans are, I mean, we've seen this many times before. All of her fans go out and buy the thing, and then next week it'll fall to the gates of hell.
But her last one didn't. Her last one tanked real bad. Nobody bought it.
Yeah, she's been in a real struggle for the last 7 years.
Why all of a sudden is she popular again?
Okay, how many did her last one sell? Did it sell 400,000 this first week out?
It didn't sell 100,000 total.
I mean, it sold like 30-something thousand the first week.
Okay, well, this is disconcerting.
Just doesn't really make sense.
By the way,
my argument just lost any and all steam.
That drop that Justin just played of Corby,
yep.
We can't play that ever again. I was just told by management that Groobs was told earlier to have that drop purged.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, that was Frito.
Why? Is it too violent?
I don't know.
I mean, we have a lot of other B words. I can't even say the B word anymore.
Who knows? Who knows what you can do anymore?
I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed that real much.
Darn it.
By the way, she knocked 50 Cent off the top of the charts.
Pity?
Do you realize he's the first person since the Beatles to have 4 top 10 hits at the same time?
Wow.
I thought we went over that.
Did we?
Probably.
No, we went over him having it in there, him having like 2 or 3 songs in the top 10 or 2 or 3 albums in the top 10. But I don't think we compared it to the Beatles.
How about the Bee Gees had that?
Well, a year from now, all four of his will be completely forgotten anyway.
Don't and be so will sure. he. Don't be so sure.
Oh, sure they will. These rap songs have no staying power.
People still love In Da Club.
Yep. Is there going to be like a classic rock rap album, rap station?
No, Mike's right. It's too disposable. People forget about it too quickly.
So 30 years from now, we won't be hearing that In Da Club?
We might, some of them, but a lot of them will be forgotten.
That's a good thing about rock and roll, man.
It's it here never for, dies.
It never dies, man.
It's here forever.
Rock and roll never forgets.